who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivasa Acharya Gan? Where are my Swarup Damodara and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. Hare Krishna. So, I think I may speak first about Loknath Goswami briefly, then we will read Bhagavatam. Okay. So actually, the appearance and disappearance day of a great Vaishnava is both are auspicious. Though Narottama Das Thakur is just weeping in separation of Vaishnava Acharyas, and similarly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Amadhya Lalite chapter, Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu asked to Ramananda Rai, Dukkha Madhye Kono Dukkha Haye Gurutar. Among all miserable conditions, which is the most miserable? So Ramananda Rai replied that Vaishnava Vichheda Dukkha Vina Dukkha Nahi Ya. There is nothing more miserable condition or more miserable experience in our life than when a Vaishnava, a great Vaishnava, disappears or we lose his association. That is the Ramananda Rai's decision. But same times, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say that he reasons ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die. There is art skill in sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and living spread holy names around. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, is it not? Vaishnavas are always always a subject to glorification. It is wrong to say that Vaishnavas die. Actually, when Vaishnava in this material world, he is always engaged in glorifying the Lord, spreading the holy name of the Lord. And after entering in Nitya Lila, in the spiritual world, he also again engaged in divine service of the Lord. The intimate, internal pastimes in a spiritual world, he took part with the Lord's internal pastimes. So, anyhow, Loknath Goswami is a very close associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Bande Rupa Sanatanam Raghujugo Sijiva Gopalakau. Before these six Goswamis came to Vrindavan, the two more Goswamis, they came to Vrindavan. Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami. And Loknath Goswami was a classmate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Actually, they are studying together. And he was very close. As in his spiritual way, we can see that Guru Ganadhi Deepika says that Loknatha Goswami Sri Lila Manjari Pura. Guru Ganadhi Deepika 157 verse, it is mentioned that Loknath Goswami in his Radha Krishna's pastime, he was Lila Manjari. But sometimes in Narottama Das Thakur, in many bhajans, he mentioned that Loknath Goswami as Manjulasi Manjari, as his Guru, his spiritual master. Loknath Goswami has only one disciple. He was Narottam Das Thakur. So in this way he was not a conditioned soul like us. He was an eternal associate of the Supreme Lord. And in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he appeared as Loknath Goswami. He was born in Jasor district in Bangladesh. Father was Padmanabha Bhattacharya and Sita Devi was his mother. The village was Talkhadi in district of Jasor district. And he has also one younger brother, Pagalbha Bhattacharya, whose ancestors are still residing in that place, Talkhadi in Jasor district. And his father, Padmanabha Bhattacharya, was friend of Advaita Acharya. And anyhow, when Loknath was studying with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, after his fathers came to Navadvip for living, and Mahaprabhu was studying in Gangadas school, so Loknath Goswami is also studying there with Mahaprabhu. But after his Sankirtan pastimes was about to complete, Mahaprabhu finished his pastime, then when he was just decided to enter this sannyas lila, or he want to accept the sannyas ashram, just 2-3 days before, Mahaprabhu called to Loknath Goswami, and he ordered him, you must go to Vrindavan, you now go to Vrindavan. Loknath Goswami could understand that what is Mahaprabhu is going to do. He could understand that within very few days, Lord Chaitanya will not remain in this Navadvip town. He is taking renounce order and he will leave for Jagannath Puri. But Loknath Goswami, he did not want to separate from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But in a secluded place, alone, Mahaprabhu convinced Loknath to come to Vrindavan. And he told, I am just also coming, very soon. You just go in Vrindavan, and I am just, after taking renounce order, I am also coming to join in Vrindavan. We'll stay together in Vrindavan. So, having this hope that he will in future get association of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan, so Loknath Goswami, when he was ready to come, the another Goswami, Bhuvara Goswami also, he was ready to come Vrindavan. And so Loknath Goswami and Bhugara Goswami, they came and they are just staying underneath one tree, one night, different trees. They are not making any cottage for their staying or as their house. They are staying underneath the trees and drinking Jamuna water, and whatever they are getting, madhukari, dry chickpeas and Jamuna water, like that, dry chapatis. They are maintaining themselves very thick in this way. And Mahaprabhu also ordered to Loknath Goswami, he had to attach the same thing he ordered to other Goswamis, to establish the deity worship, to renovate the past, the lost places of the pilgrimage, to build temples, and write scriptures, like this they gave. So Loknath Goswami was traveling different places in Braja. And finally he decided one particular place to stay, and he was doing bhajan there. That is in Umrahao village. There is Kishori Kund. And bank of Kishori Kund, he was performing his bhajan. Every day you are chanting more than 2 lakh names, but suddenly a desire came within Loknath Goswami to have some deity for worship. So he was thinking, if I have deity, then I could worship them in very nicely. I can decorate them, I can cook for them, like this his spontaneous desire appeared within his heart for deity worship. So when he was thinking in this way, so one young boy, coward boy, came suddenly and just handed over him deity, small deity, Radha Krishna deity. So he was surprised how this boy kept bringing this deity. He told Baba, this deity for you, you worship them. Or some places he told that he got this deity within this Kishori Kund. Anyhow, so it is mentioned that this boy was none other than Krishna himself. Knowing the desire of Loknath Goswami, just handed over these deities. And Loknath Goswami, then this boy was suddenly disappeared. So Loknath Goswami was thinking, how this deity come to me? Who is that boy? Then Radha Vinod, this deity, started talking. Who can bring us? We came to you by our own sweet will. You just cook something, we are very hungry, and offer us. Now Loknath was in ecstatic. Tears started flowing from his eyes. And immediately he just put a nice singer with some leaves and flowers, make a singhasan, sitting place for the deity, and put them there. Just the deity is sitting, he decorated them nicely. Then he started cooking. Some roti, chapa, some sabji, whatever may be. So in this way, Jai Sri Gaurmita Ki Jai Krishna Balaram Ki Jai Radha Shyam Sundar Dev Sadhu. So in this way, he with ecstatic love, Loknath Goswami started serving his beloved deity Radha Vinod. And in Bhakti Ratnakara, this is very nicely is described by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, that parlave batasa karile na katakshana maner anande kaila pada sambahana tanu mana prana prabhu pade samarpila serupa madhurya amrita pane magna haila. He immediately, just after feeding the Lord, he made a fan with different some leaves and some little branches of the trees. Then he just started fanning the Lord, and he was completely ecstatic within his mind, and he was also massaging their feet, thinking then put them sleep after eating. We are also taking rest. So they are also putting his deities just on bed, like sleeping. And he started massaging their feet. I remember in Indra Prabhu also here, he is Gaurnita deity, he every day put in sleep them. Old deity, big deities, but he made them sleep. He made bed, and also the deity is to sleep. And himself also massaged them. For a few days, by about 2 months, I saw the deities, he told me like that. You have to put the whole deity in sleep, in bed, sleeping, and then you have to massage them, their feet, with some scented air. And you feel that now deity has gone to sleep. Then you go out. Similar, Loknath Goswami was massaging his deity's feet, and his mind and his body, he was completely surrendered to Radha Vinod's lotus feet. In this way, he was completely in the ocean of ecstasy in serving his Lord. And in this way, he was just putting his deity, just one big bag, and putting deity inside the bag. Always he's carrying his deity everywhere. Even the Brajavasi, they asked, "Oh Baba, we can make a nice cottage for you, or small temple for you to keep your deities, and you can stay nicely." But he was not angry. He was always just keeping his deity hanging on his neck, and he was traveling with deities all the time. And so in this way, he was roaming all over Brajamandala. Then Rupa Sanatan and other Goswamis came, and after Loknath Goswami came to Braj, he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came sannyas and he came to Jagannath Puri. Now he went to South India. So Loknath Goswami told, he told me he will come Vrindavan, now he went to South India. Let me go to South India also, accompany him. So Loknath Goswami left Braj and started his jatra for South India. But Mahaprabhu was traveling one way, he is traveling other way, in this way. He could not meet Mahaprabhu in South India. Then he heard that Mahaprabhu now came again, he returned back from South India. Then he again came to Vrindavan. So again Loknath Goswami ran from the South India to Vrindavan. And when he came to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu again left Vrindavan and he was in Allahabad. So he was thinking, now I have to go to Allahabad. But in night, Mahaprabhu came in dream. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in dream and told, Loknath, no need to come to Allahabad. I am always with you. Don't childish, don't just come to me. Just stay there and do your duties. Whatever service I have given to you, that is real way, real means to please me. And this is Mahaprabhu prohibited Loknath to come to Allahabad. Anyhow, Loknath Goswami, then he is just staying in Braj and as having the association of Sanatana Rupa, he little, his situation was improved. He became now happy in the association of other Goswamis. But still he was thinking, how can I get association of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? In the meantime, as you know, this one, he is only one disciple, Narottama Das, and he came from Khaturi, from Bangladesh to Vrindavan, and he was in shelter of Jiva Goswami, and he was studying with other two Prabhus, Srinivasa Acharya and Shyamananda. They are all together, these three Prabhus, they are studying Bhagavatam from Jiva Goswami. Then Narottama Das Thakur expressed his desire that he wants to get initiated from Loknath Goswami. He told, I have already accepted him within my heart as my spiritual master. So Jiva Goswami personally took Narottama Das Thakur to Loknath to accept him as his disciple. But Loknath immediately refused. He told Jiva Goswami, you can accept, you can give initiation him and keep with you. He is already studying with you. I don't accept any disciple. I am such a fallen soul. He is humility personified. Who? Loknath Goswami. Even the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, before writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he went there to him to collect some data, because he was a classmate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very close to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to get some data from him about Mahaprabhu's pastimes. He told, okay, I will narrate whatever I have personally experienced with Gauranga Mahaprabhu in my personal association, but in one condition: you should not mention my name in your book. So it is, we can see in Chaitanya, whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj never mentioned the name of Loknath Goswami in Chaitanya, because that is the condition. Then he spoke something about Mahaprabhu to Krishnadas Kaviraj. So he told Narottama Das, no way I am going to accept you as my disciple. But same times, in night Mahaprabhu came in dream, he told Loknath, you have to accept Narottama as your disciple. This is my request to you. Loknath was thinking, then what will happen to my vow? I took vow not to accept any disciple in this lifetime. I am such a fallen soul. How can I accept disciple? I have in doubt that whether I myself get delivered or not. How can I accept another conditioned soul as my disciple? So anyhow, Jiva Goswami told Narottama, you see the situation, what can I do? Narottama told, okay, he told to Jiva Goswami, you can go back to Vrindavan, but I am staying here, that time, in Khadirvan. Actually, Loknath Goswami also stayed long time in Khadirvan. There is one Khaira village, there is Jugalakund. Near that Jugalakund, there is the original Samadhi of Loknath Goswami. Here is a Puspa Samadhi in Vrindavan. So, So Narottam Das Thakur told, okay, I am staying here for few days. He is just in a distance. Where is Loknath Goswami staying? Little distance. After getting a deity, finally Loknath decided, after so much request from other people, from the other Goswamis, finally when other Goswamis also made their own cottage, Loknath Goswami finally agreed to have a cottage. And he was staying in his cottage with Radha Vinod. And Narottam Das Thakur established another place, about maybe half kilometer away. He made another, his own cottage, and stayed there. And every day morning he will come and pay obeisances, dandavat pranam to Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami, why are you coming here? He was trying to have any opportunity to do some service. But Loknath Goswami always kick him out. Get out from here. I don't need any service. Just get out from here. So what can he do? And finally he planned to do have one service. He marked that Loknath Goswami every day. In Brahma Murta, in the end of night, he was going a particular area in jungle to pass his tools and urines in. So early before Loknath Goswami going there, this is Narottam Das Thakur started going that place and clean whole area. Even he took in his own hand the stools, urines, everything. He just cleaned everything with cow dung and this mud. Will make very clean all the area. So Loknath Goswami went to pass stool, and he was thinking, who is making this whole area every day clean and nice, and also keeping their water pot full of water and keeping there. So he was thinking, something is going on. After few days, he thought the same thing is going on every day. Someone cleaning the whole place and putting some water in pot there for washing hands and water, washing legs, everything. One day after passing stool, then Loknath Goswami hide himself in another bush. Look who is coming. After some time, Narottam Das Thakur just come from other outside, from other bushes, and he started grooming the whole area and clean everything. Then immediately Loknath Goswami just come around and shouted, "Who are you? Why are you doing this?" Just caught Narottam Das Thakur was just crying and crying, just fell down at his lotus feet. Haha, Prabhu Lokanatha, Rakhapada Donde, Kripa Drishtye Chah Jadi, Hoi Anande, Tumi Na Karile Daya, Ke Karibe Aro, Manira Basana, Purna कर एई बार एतिन संसारे मोर आर के हो नाही कृपा करी निज पद तले देह ठाई ए बिग संग Narottam Das Thakur वाज पोएट व्हाट एवर ही स्पीकिंग इट इज कमिंग आउट एज ए पोएम फ्रॉम हिज माउथ. Immediately started crying and praying to Loknath. Oh my Lord, oh Loknath, please give me shelter at his lotus feet. With merciful glance, I am expecting a merciful glance from you. I have no other shelter other than your lotus feet. Please fulfill my desire. This is my only desire, to take shelter at your lotus feet. In this three world, I have no other shelter than your lotus feet. Please accept me. Be merciful unto me. In this way, Narottam Das Thakur just blushed and crying, just fell down at his lotus feet. So seeing this condition of Narottam, he was a son of king. He was like a prince. Narottam Das Thakur, he was doing such menial service for his spiritual master. So now the heart of Loknath was melted. He already got the instruction from Mahaprabhu also to accept him, a disciple. So he took bhava, okay Mahaprabhu, I am taking only this one disciple, never ask me to take any other disciple. So anyhow, finally, Loknath just took him, Narottam, to his house, to his cottage, and he asked him to take a bath in that kund, Jugala kund, and then he initiated him, gave him initiation, and now he teaches him how to do Raganuga Bhajana, everything, right? In this way, Loknath Goswami in his life only accepted only one disciple. He was Narottam Das Thakur. And that one disciple he was so famous, he became so famous, in whose kirtan even Panchatattva appeared and danced in Khaturi Grama. Narottam Das Thakur was performing kirtan, all Panchatattvas appeared in his kirtan, started dancing. So in this way, Loknath Goswami, finally, he disciple in this braja on this particular day in this Ashada Shukla. This is today's Ashtami, I think. Ashtami Tithi. So in Khadirban or this Khairagram in bank of Jugalakund, there is his Samadhi. And here is his Puspa Samadhi in Gokulananda temple. This is Puspa Samadhi. This is written. This is Puspa Samadhi of Loknath Goswami. And his real Samadhi in Khadirban. So in this way, we are just praying to Loknath Goswami in his disciples day. He may bless us for progress in our devotional service. Srimad Radha Vinodaika Seva Sampat Samannitam Padmanabhatmajang Bande Sri Loknath Prabhum Bhaje. I am praying at the lotus feet of Sri Loknath Prabhu, who is son of Padmanabha Bhattacharya, and whose only wealth was Sri Radha Vinod. The Radha Vinod deity, the original deity in Jaipur. Here is a Pratibhu deity, but the original deity of Loknath Goswami is in Jaipur. Sri Loknath Goswami Tirobha Mahamahotsav ki jai. Sri Loknath Goswami ki jai. Only 15 minutes left. Okay. So Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 1, history of the life of Ajambila, today text 8. Text 8? Okay. Tasmat puraivasu iha papa niskritau yate tamrityor abhipadyatatmanah dosasya drishtva guru laghavam yatha bhisak chikitseta rujam nidanavit. So what meaning? Tasmat, therefore. Pura, before, above, indeed, asu, very quickly, iha, in this life, papa, niskritau, to become free from the reactions of sinful activities, yatato, one should endeavor, mrityuhu, death, abhipadyataha, not troubled by disease and old age, atmana with a body, dosasya, of the sinful activities, drishtva, estimating, guru laghavam, the heaviness or lightness, yatha, just like bhisak, a physician, and chikitseta, would treat rujam of disease, nidana with one who is expert in diagnosis. Therefore, before one's next death comes, as long as one's body is strong enough, one should quickly adopt the process of atonement according to Shastra, otherwise one's time will be lost and the reactions of his sins will increase. As an expert physician diagnoses and treats a disease according to its gravity, one should undergo atonement according to the severity of one's sins, purported by divine grace. Srila Prabhupada purport. The Dharma Shastras, like the Manu Sanghita, prescribes that a man who has committed murder should be hanged and his own life sacrificed in atonement. Previously, this system was followed all over the world. But since people are becoming atheists, they are stopping capital punishment. This is not wise. Herein it is said that a physician who knows how to diagnose a disease prescribes medicine accordingly. If the disease is very serious, the medicine must be strong. The weight of a murderer's sin is very great, and therefore, according to Manu Sanghita, a murderer must be killed. By killing murderer, the government shows mercy to him because if a murderer is not killed in this life, he will be killed and forced to suffer many times in future lives. Since people do not know about the next life and the intricate workings of nature, they manufacture their own laws. But they should properly consult the established injunctions of the Shastras and act accordingly. In India, even today, the Hindus community often takes advice from the expert scholars regarding how to counteract sinful activities. In Christianity also, there is a process of confession and atonement. Therefore, atonement is required, and atonement must be undergo according to the gravity of one's sinful acts. Om Ajnati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaham Dadati Svapadantikam. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshitarini. So, previous verse purport, Prabhupada wrote that devotional service is so strong that if one fully surrenders to Krishna and takes fully to his devotional service, the reactions of his sinful life immediately stop. But in this verse, Prabhupada is telling that if someone is a murderer, a murderer must be killed. Because if someone knowingly doing this sin, it is not good. If someone thinking, oh, I can murder, and I understood that if I chant Hare Krishna, then all sinful reaction will nullify it. So in knowingly, if someone commit again and again murder, so what will happen? Then he must be killed. Otherwise, if unknowingly someone commits some sinful activities, like Jaga and Madhai, they kill so many. They are not murder just one person. Yes, they are famous murderers. And they did all types of sinful activities. They broke all the regulatory principles. But still, they were delivered by Gaur Nitai. So when even the Jamaraj heard about the deliverance of Gaur and about Jagai Madhai, and all the aeroplanes of the demigods, they are just flying on the sky, seeing that this Jagai Madhai were dancing in Kirtan with Gaur Nitai. Jamaraj was asking his minister, who? Chitragupta. Can you give me little information about this Jagai Madhai, how much sinful they were, and how? Chitragupta, the minister of Jamaraj, is telling, how can I give their record? Even the 1 lakh persons try to write their sinful activities, and we have maintained a record, and it is like hill and mountains, and record, the files are kept in like mountains. They're telling even the last 1 lakh people the same time started reading these different page, different chapters of their sinful activities, and even you get 1 lakh years, still you cannot finish reading and hearing about their sinful activities. So how can you accept? Even the Jamadutas, they get many times slap from the from the persons who are making keeping record, because every second one Jamadutas coming and telling this Javagai Madhai doing this, this that, all this. So this person who was keeping record, they became completely frustrated. What are you telling you? Sometimes they slap the Jamadutas. Don't come again, again and again. Jamadutas was telling you, what can we do? This is our duty to inform you about the sinful activities. And you, so we seeing this person is doing, so it is our duty to inform you, and you are slapping us. What is this? When he hear about this, Jamaraj was very, he was a Mahajan, he was a great Vaishnava. Among 12 Mahajans, he was one of the Mahajans. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Balir, Vyasaki, Vayam, is Jamaraj himself. So he became very ecstatic, seeing that this can say, such a conditioned soul, such a fallen soul, like Jagai Madhai, they get delivered by Gauranga and Nitai. And he was thinking the mercy, how merciful the Lord was. And he was thinking the glories of holy name. Thinking about this, he himself fainted. Who? Jamaraj. He just fainted on his plane. So other demigods' plane was moving, but it was stand still. Jamaraj's plane was not moving. And everyone was in that way. His ministers and his all servants, they are all started crying. Jamaraj is just, what happened to Jamaraj? He just fell down, unconscious. So other aeroplanes of other demigods, they just surrounded the aeroplane of Jamaraj. Then Lord Shiva, Brahma, they come. As Shiva could understand the situation, had understood the situation, what has happened. So he just started chanting Hare Krishna in ear of who?
Jamaraj.
Brahma vale chaturmukhe, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, panchamukhe Shiva vale, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. When they are loud kirtan, the Jamaraj again, suddenly woke up. He also chanted loudly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this age of Kali, there is no other way for atonement. There is no Karmakanda process or Jnanakanda process. That is why Narottamdas Thakur says that Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Sakali, Visheravhanda, Amrita Valiya Jehu Khai, Nana Jvani Sehi Phire Kadarje Bhakkhana Kare Tara Janma Adha Pate Jai. If someone thinks, oh, they are very nice, this Vedic, the injections given in Vedas, is good. For this, if you worship this particular deity, then you will get this particular things for your sense gratification. If you worship Lakshmi, you will get so much wealth for your sense gratification. If you worship Surya Dev, then you will get free from all of your diseases. If you want husband or wife, then you take shelter of Uma and Shankar. Like Katyayani, gopis were shelter of Katyayani. So, in this, so many things are told. If you want to become a big architect or engineer, then you take shelter of Vishwakarma. So in this way, so many things. And same time, it is also told how to get atonement, performing different sinful activities, how to get atonement. In Karmakanda, that is also process given. There is one king in Bengal, his name was Subuddhi Rai. Subuddhi Rai was a king. And somehow other, the Hussein Shah, who was later on, he became the Nawab of Bengal. But before, when Subuddhi Rai was king, and Hussein Shah was his one of his servant, he was working under him. One time he gave a job to Hussein Shah for making a big tank or pond, digging a tank or pond, a small lake. But he was neglecting the service. So one time he punished him. He beat him with his whip. So there was some steel. After a long time, still there was some marks on his back. And later when the Mughal people's camp become the emperor of India, so they removed whom? Subhadi Rai from as a king, rather he appointed Hussain Shah as the king of Bengal. So now Subhadi Rai become one of his ministers. So later on when he got married, Hussain Shah's wife Begum, one time he saw this marks on his back. Told what happened? He told this Hussain Shah, he beat me before when I was a servant of his servant. Actually he was king and I was his servant. One time I neglect my service and angry. Actually he was like my father to teach me to become sincere. He beat me with his whip. So this is the mark. So Begum told, oh, now you are the Nawab, you are the king. Now you must bring him, arrest him. You may kill him or you would beat him in front of everyone. He told, no, it is not possible. Hussain Shah told, he is like my father. Because of him, I am now also get these good qualities and appointed as Nawab. He is not envious of me. So how can I become envious of him? I cannot beat him. I cannot punish him. So Begum become told, okay, then at least you take his, what? His religion. Those days, if a Hindu, just some Muslim, just throw some the water after drinking some water, and same water he'll throw upon some Hindu person, and consider that Hindu person now become Muslim. Subhadi Rai, one time was minister, Subhadi Rai sitting besides Hussain Shah. Hussain Shah started drinking water, and this remnant water he just threw on Subhadi Rai. Now Subhadi Rai could understand. Now he made me Muslim. So he went to his home, his wives, his children, he told, no, if you stay in the home, we will get out. Now you become Muslim. You go and do atonement. So Subhadi Rai came to Banaras. Those days Banaras was very famous. And he asked to different pandits, different persons, how to get atonement for my, this is now this, how can I become a Hindu again? Then the pandits are telling so many ways, giving big list, so many amounts of ghee, so many amounts, big jagya, about crores of rupees they're giving. And they know that he was king of Bengal before, he has so much luxury. So, and some pandits are saying, no, there is no atonement for this. Now you become a Muslim. You better to drink boiled ghee. Just drink when the ghee is boiling in fire, just take this ghee and drink, and in this way just leave your body. In your next life you may be again take bath in a Hindu village. In this way he could not decide what to do. There's 20 or different peoples, different groups, and they're giving him different decisions how to atone for his. There's no sin, but still the pandits are telling, you have to do atonement. And meantime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in Banaras. He came to Banaras and he was staying in Chandrasekhar Acharya's house and taking his prasad in Tapan Mishra's house. So Subhadi Rai, hearing about this, he met Mahaprabhu. And with a very humble mood and crying, he was approaching Mahaprabhu. What is my duty now? My whole Hindu society now rejected me. Now they're telling you I become Muslim. Just Hussain Shah just throw his remnant water on me. Now become Muslim. And this Banaras Pandit, they're telling me so many ways, different way how to get atonement, how to become Hindu again. What to do? Mahaprabhu started smiling. He told, these are all cheating. You don't have to do all this atonement according to karma kanda or jnana kanda. These are all useless. Simply chant once Hare Krishna, your all sinful reaction will finish. কৃষ্ণ নাম হইতে হবে পাতক মোচন, কৃষ্ণ নাম হইতে পাবে কৃষ্ণের চরণ। By simply chanting Hare Krishna, once all your sinful reactions will finish, and if you constantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then you will get the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. You will get achieve the love of Godhead. So there is no other way in this age of Kali. Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteiva, 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 Gatiranyatha. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way but chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But still, if you knowingly commit sinful activity, this is seventh offense. To committing sinful activities in strength of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you knowingly commit offense and think I will chant again Hare Krishna, then the reaction will go. The reaction will not go. If you ignorantly committed some sinful activities like Jagai Mother, they killed the person. Still, when Lord Chaitanya accepted them and they promised, we will not do any more any sinful activities. And they follow their vow. And Jagai Madhai, after delivered by Lord Chaitanya, they never committed any sinful activities again. They never committed any offense. That's why they get delivered. So that's why our position is, even after, in time of initiation, we are promising to spiritual master, Dikhya kale sishya kare atma samarpana, sehi kale krishna tare kare atma sam. In time of initiation, a disciple surrendered at a lotus feet of a spiritual master, and he promised that I will not do any sinful activities again. Four regulative principles I have to follow. No gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex. He promised to Guru. Then Guru gave him mala, not unconditionally. He promised to Guru. But after taking initiation again, we committing sinful activities, then how can it later be atoned by chanting Hare Krishna? That's why we must be very careful. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that's why he is telling, Jagai madhai haite amise papist, purisara kita haite amise laghist, mohena nirghunya va keva daya kare, eka nityananda vina jagata sansare. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is such a liberated soul, nitya siddha, pura parsad, and he was telling, I am more sinful than Jagai and madhai. Jagai madhai haite amise papist. I mean more degraded than the insect on, just was insects are floating on a drain, water. More degraded than this. So he's telling, I have no hope. I don't think there is someone can deliver me, because I am more fallen than Jagai madhai. Jagai madhai was their eternal associate, they are Joy, Joy Vijay, and they, what is the great thing the Gaur Nithai delivered them? Just telling, I am more degraded. But still he is telling, I have one hope. Who is that hope? Eka Nityananda Vina, Mohena Nirghunni. I am such a degraded fellow. I have no other hope than the lotus feet of Nityananda. Nityananda is representing original spiritual master, and he is representing our spiritual master. So a conditioned soul, by taking shelter at a pure devotee, lotus feet like Srila Prabhupada, and follow his instructions, and when we make ourselves free from the offenses and chant Hare Krishna, then get free from all types of reactions. But you will knowingly do some chanting Hare Krishna, and sometimes you are doing offense, and think again chant Hare Krishna, it will be mitigated, neutralized, that it will not happen like this. For such a person, if he did a murder or kill someone, then he is also subject to get killed. There is no other atonement. But if someone is repenting for his sinful activities, and then even one chanting once Hare Krishna is enough for make him free from his sinful reactions. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So time is over, so I stop here. Any question? Maybe one question. No question? No question? Yes? No? Okay, there is no question, no comment, any comment? So I stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki? Hare Krishna.